Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One tool to slow climate change may be right off the coast. It's the ocean. The ocean already absorbs a lot of our greenhouse gas emissions, and some scientists are wondering if it could do more. The idea is called ocean engineering, which encompasses a couple of proposed techniques. But as WBUR's Barbara Moran reports, one in particular is getting renewed attention.
When oceanographer Ken Bissler goes to his local beach in Falmouth, he's not thinking about tanning or surfing or hanging out. When he looked at those waves, he's thinking about carbon dioxide.
Yeah, thankfully that ocean we're looking out on, 25% to a third of the CO2, the carbon dioxide we emit, ends up in the ocean.
He points out some evidence right on the beach.
Actually, you're seeing some seaweed washed up, so that's a plant that takes up carbon dioxide. The microscopic algae that I study, you can't see with the naked eye.
Bissler is with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. And he's part of an international group of scientists studying whether those microscopic algae could help absorb and store even more carbon dioxide in the ocean to help slow down climate change. Here's how it would work. Certain parts of the ocean are low on iron, which algae need in order to grow. So the idea is give the ocean an iron supplement. Add some iron to a low iron area, more algae grows and eats more carbon dioxide.
This iron enrichment idea is to grow algae, right? Then it dies and settles out and captures that fixed carbon and locks it away for a long period of time.
That's Pat Glibert, an oceanographer at the University of Maryland. She says this idea of iron enrichment has been around for years. There are even some experiments back in the 1990s where scientists dumped dissolved iron off ships to see if they could trigger algae blooms. And it worked, which is why scientists like Glibert say they should not do it again.
What we've learned from the iron experiments is that we don't always grow the algae we want. We can grow harmful species, toxic species, and several of the iron enrichment experiments showed exactly that.
Algae blooms can also cause low oxygen dead zones or release nitrous oxide, a greenhouse gas. For these reasons and others, most scientists abandon ocean iron experiments for decades.
It turned into a no-go because of concern at many levels.
Margaret Linen is the director of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
Concern from scientists about the nature of the experiments, concern from the public, and a lot of concern from environmental nonprofits about, tinkering with ecosystems.
But in the decades since, the climate crisis has worsened, Linen says. The UN's climate panel now says that pulling carbon out of the atmosphere, one way or another, is necessary. So scientists like Linen and Bissler, who weren't too hot on iron enrichment before, now say it's worth another look.
I think I was more cautious 20 years ago before it became so obvious that this planet's on fire, literally the wildfires, the people dying from heat, the increase in storms and their intensity. So doing nothing is really not an option for me anymore.
To be clear, Bissler and his colleagues are not proposing widespread ocean engineering. They are proposing bigger experiments with better measurements to see how well iron enrichment increases carbon uptake in the ocean, and if it can be done safely. Some scientists aren't buying it. Again, the University of Maryland's Pat Glibert.
Bigger, grander, more is the recipe for bigger, grander, more potential problems.
Ken Bissler shares these concerns, but he's also concerned that for-profit companies are moving ahead with ocean engineering already, hoping to cash in on carbon credits. Better to have scientists investigate iron enrichment, he says, and open the results to everyone. That way, in 10 years, when the world is desperately seeking rapid climate solutions, we'll know the full benefits and costs of this one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.